Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 57, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 28. Tomorrow, highs level off around 64. Mainly clear skies and dry Friday and Saturday, low 60s, Friday, upper 60s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Greater Wichita YMCA has received a huge financial boost.
The Northeast Wichita Y says it will build a brand new sports complex thanks to two $250,000 gifts. The first donation from Cargill Protein, the other half from ATG Sports, a synthetic turf construction company based in Andover. The YMCA says it will use the money to build a destination sports complex that will include two turf fields, four pickleball courts, a playground, and a new parking lot. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The 2021 Paradise Fire destroyed livestock, feed, and property in several Kansas counties. Many Kansas farmers received help through the USDA's Emergency Livestock Assistance Program. Those impacted by the wildfire in Ellis, Osborne, and Russell counties were eligible. Four dozen producers received a total of $300,000 to help cover their losses and rebuild. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has announced that Kansans needing assistance with winter energy bills will be able to begin applying for its Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, on Monday, November 18th, and the applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31st, 2025. Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said Kansas winters can be harsh and unpredictable, and when temperatures fall, heating bills rise. So, by opening the LEAP application period in mid-November, they're hoping families will have the help they need to cover those higher heating bills and stay warm in their homes. LEAP provides a one-time per year benefit to help qualifying households pay winter heating costs, whether the home is heated with electricity, natural gas, propane, or other home heating fuels. In 2024, over 40,000 Kansas households received an average benefit of $645. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address responsible for the home's heating costs, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit received varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and utility rates. Applications can be accessed online at dcf.ks.gov by clicking the Apply for Services button on the top right side of the website. LEAP applications will be accepted beginning November 18th until 5 p.m. on March 31st, 2025. You can also learn more about LEAP in Kansas, including frequently asked questions, other community resources, and the complete schedule of LEAP application events at dcf.ks.gov. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Kansas lawmakers are actively working to address staffing shortages at state psychiatric hospitals, as both Larned and Osawatomie state hospitals are spending millions of dollars on contract nurses as they struggle to fill positions with permanent employees. Over the years, both Larned and Osawatomie have increasingly relied on contract workers due to difficulties in attracting and retaining permanent nursing staff, which has been an ongoing issue dating back to the 80s and 90s. Larned is now requesting $43 million from the state to fund their contract workers, while Osawatomie is seeking $23 million for the same purpose. Some lawmakers say they need to explore alternative strategies, and those alternatives could include allocating funds towards building another state hospital in a different location, as they have done this with Wichita. They said there is a concern about staffing. However, since it's near a population center, they've already started discussions with community colleges and other stakeholders to address that. Lawmakers have clarified that there are no plans to close Osawatomie or Larned State Hospitals due to staffing issues. However, they are working on creating a task force to explore solutions. Midwest Energy met with the U.S. Department of Energy, or DOE, personnel on Thursday, November 7th, to formally kick off $145 million in transmission system and substation protection upgrade projects to be partially funded by a $97 million DOE Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnerships grant. Under the terms of the grant, Midwest Energy will replace 150 miles of 115 kilovolt transmission lines across seven western Kansas counties. And they're Rush, Ness, Ellis, Graham, Sheridan, Thomas, and Rollins, as those existing lines have been in service for more than 50 years. Replacing those lines with new poles and conductor will improve the reliability and resiliency of Midwest Energy's transmission system while mitigating wildfire risk and increasing capacity to allow them to carry more power, which reduces congestion and supports further expansion of renewable energy resources. The grant also covers upgrading protection equipment in substations in Hodgman, Stafford, Ness, and Ellis counties, and replacing oil-insulated circuit breakers with gas-insulated circuit breakers and electromechanical relays with digital relays that are capable of faster fault-clearing times and bring improved reliability. Midwest Energy has 5 years to complete all of the projects included in the grant, so work on substation upgrades will begin immediately, and engineering work in coordination with landowners on the transmission line replacements will be ongoing for much of the next year, with construction on the first segment of transmission line expected to start in the fall of 2025. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska State Patrol, dozens of World War II-era munitions were discovered Thursday inside a Beatrice home, and the Beatrice Police Department initially reported the munitions after the resident of the home died. In total, there were 40 military ordnances inside the home, and the patrol's bomb squad, along with the Nebraska Air National Guard's 155th EOD unit, determined the ordnances were inert. Sergeant Clayton Dishong, the commander of the patrol's bomb squad, said thankfully, in this case, none of the items were live munitions. However, it's not safe to assume that any potential explosive device you may find. So if you ever come across any potential explosive devices when cleaning out a loved one's home or in any other circumstance, you need to call 911 immediately and do not move the item. The patrol said the bomb squad and EOD unit respond to dozens of situations each year where old ordnances are found by family members cleaning out the belongings of a loved one. 17-year-old Sally Gilmer of Lincoln pled guilty to second-degree murder on Friday after she was originally charged with the first-degree murder of her father. On October 3, 2022, Jesse Gilmer Jr. was found with multiple stab wounds in his apartment near 40th Street and Nebraska Parkway, and paramedics pronounced him dead. Court documents show that Sally Gilmer, then 15, and her boyfriend, then 16-year-old Isaac Hongingschmidt, planned the murder a week in advance. According to the arrest affidavit, Gilmer said she was tired of her parents' constant fighting and mental abuse from her father. So police said Hongingschmidt gave her a ride to the apartment that day so she could stab her father, and they went back to school for a brief time, then returned to the apartment so Gilmer could discover her father. Hongingschmidt also tried to make it appear as though he and Gilmer were at school when the murder happened, and he's awaiting trial on a charge of aiding and abetting and is due back in court January 15th. Gilmer is set to be sentenced on January 30th, and she faces 20 years to life in prison. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced the second round of funding for the Drug Endangered Children in Kansas, or DEC, program. The first round of funding was awarded in October 2023 and included 18 communities. With the additional funding, there will be a total of 29 DEC grantees across the state, receiving a total of $3 million. The funding is part of a grant the Kansas Department of Health and Environment received from the U.S. Department of Justice. Drug-endangered children are those who are at risk of suffering physical, mental, or emotional harm as a result of substance misuse by a parent or caregiver. And they may also be children whose caretakers' substance use interferes with the ability to parent and provide a safe and nurturing environment. An estimated 165,847 Kansas children are living in environments where their parent or caregiver uses substances. And in addition, approximately 3,781 infants are born exposed to substances in Kansas each year. The goal of DEC is to reduce the number of children who experience environments where substances are used by increasing identification of and improving the response to these children. For more information on the DEC program, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration, and these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought. In primary counties that began November 15, 2023, and they include locally Decatur, Graham, Norton, Phillips, Sheridan, and Trigo, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only, not on any actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for Small Business Association disaster assistance. Agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance that's made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for Small Business Association disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster, and the deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. The National Association of Medical Directors has awarded its 2024 Spotlight Award to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for Kansas's Medicaid's remarkable flexibility and innovation throughout the Medicaid unwinding process. Kansas distinguished itself by successfully completing the unwinding on schedule with no application backlog while continuously adapting its approach to address emergency challenges. A standout achievement was the program's increased ex parte renewal rates from 40 to over 70%, and this major improvement in automatic renewals reflects the operational excellence of the Kansas eligibility teams and supported continuous coverage for the people the Kansas Medicaid program serves. The program's adaptability was evident in numerous rapid improvements implemented during unwinding, and they include protection of vulnerable populations, real-time process improvements, enhanced communication, digital transformation, and strategic form redesign. The state's establishment of a renewals advisory coalition provided crucial real-time feedback, allowing Kansas Medicaid to identify and address challenges quickly, and these strategic partnerships with stakeholders expanded the program's reach across the state, creating a comprehensive support system that will benefit Kansans well beyond the unwinding period. For more information about CanCare, you can visit their website at cancare.ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita or hamburger, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be turkey, roll, sweet potatoes, potatoes, gravy, vegetable, and pie. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and breezy, with a northwest wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 28 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 64 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the rest of your forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 67. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 54. And on Tuesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with light rain, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 25, with gusts to 33 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91, the dew point is 36 degrees, and the current wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It's 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. Brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. According to Jordan Schultz, Fox NFL Insider, the Chiefs plan to designate two players to return this week. Running back Isaiah Pacheco suffered a fibula injury in week two, while defensive end Charles Amenei, who tore his ACL in January's AFC Championship game, who started the regular season on the PUP list. If confirmed, this means the 21-day window would open up. Once a player is cleared to practice, they have 21 days to either be activated to the active roster or placed on season-ending IR. It doesn't mean either will play this coming Sunday against the Bills, but it's a good sign of a turn in the right direction. Some potential ballpark news for the Royals. According to Bob Fesco of 96.5, The Fan in KC, the Royals are looking at sites in Johnson County, Kansas. In particular, they're looking at two locations, one at the Brookridge proposed development at I-45 at Antoch Road, and another site at the former Sprint campus at 119th and Knoll. According to Fesco, things are going to move fast by the winter meetings, perhaps. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others. It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.